بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد continuing on our kitab on Aqidah. Yesterday we had mentioned that everything in the world, the perfect movement, functioning and existence of the entire universe, all points to the existence of a most powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-hearing and most wise being. And a few incidents were mentioned, one incident was mentioned of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh, where he explained to the atheist that a ship can't come into existence by itself, and it moves and takes goods from one place to another, and it comes out and it lands, and no one is steering the ship. There has to be somebody behind it. There has to have a sailor. So he said, if one ship cannot work without a sailor, how can the entire universe operate without an operator? People understood and they accepted with tawbah. Another example, someone asked Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi for the proof of a creator. He replied by indicating towards the face and said that the face of a man is small, and yet it consists of eyes, nose, tongue, cheeks, lips, etc. Notwithstanding this, no two persons' faces are the same. The voice, the mannerisms and habits of each person is unique. In short, the fact that every person's features and profiles are not alike, nor are their voices, tones, habits and characters alike, proves that this is definitely the work of a supreme creator who has blessed each person with his own uniqueness, which differs from others. This can never be the work of matter or molecules, nor can it be pure coincidence. Number three, an atheist asked Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi for the proof of a creator. He replied that one must look at the leaves of a mulberry tree. The taste, color and smell of all of them are alike. But when a silkworm eats from there, silk is produced. When a bee eats from there, honey is produced. When a sheep eats from there, it ejects it as droppings. And when a deer is from there, musk is produced. All these different things are made from one and the same source. It is obvious that all of these different products are the result of an all-knowing, most powerful creator. These are certainly not the result of natural occurrences. If it were, then the result would all have been the same. Belief number two. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. He is not in need of anyone. He has not begotten any children, nor was he begotten. There is absolutely no comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is the epitome of all perfect qualities. Whatever comes to our small minds and imaginations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond that and supersedes everything. Belief number three, there is nothing similar to Allah ta'ala and He is completely unique. He has no partner. There is none equal to Him in His being, attributes and actions. Only He is worthy of worship. To worship anyone besides Him is severe rebellion, which is referred to as shirk polytheism. Number four, nothing happens but with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not a single leaf can move without His will. The example of the system of the world is not like a watch, which has been wound, after which the winder has no choice in controlling its movement. But its example is like a person who is physically moving the hands of the clock, and its moving and stopping is entirely in his control. This is how Allah ta'ala's system of the world operates. Allah Ta'ala has not given anyone the choice to carry out His tasks, as kings appoint people to do their work. The king's representatives are then able to do their work without the consent of the king. Allah Ta'ala is free from this. For example, the angel of death has the duty of extracting lives, but he has no choice until the command of Allah Ta'ala arrives. Similarly, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala sent the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam to guide mankind, but guidance lies in His control. In short, every affair is in Allah Ta'ala's control. He gives benefit and harm. No witchcraft, magic, sangomas and evil spirits of the ancestors can cause one to die or cause harm to anyone. Everything happens only with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us yaqeen and conviction in these beliefs. Last night, 1.5 juz of the Quran Sharif was recited, and the majority of it was Surah Al-Imran was recited, besides 4 pages, which was recited the night before. In the surah before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks generally about the Jews. But in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses mainly the Christians. Some Christians from Najran came to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, about quite a huge number of them, about 60 or so. And they came to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and they came to debate Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam regarding Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, or to find out about the true deen. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, in many, many verses there, maybe the first half of this, or over half para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Firstly, Allah Ta'ala mentions that Allah is the only one, there is no deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is living forever and forever, and Allah is the one who controls everything. And together with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has sent down a book, scripture, so that a person, that, and is the Quran Sharif, which verifies whatever was written in the Torah and the Injil. And these were also books, the Bible and the Torah was books of guidance to the people in the past, but unfortunately it has been changed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there are certain ayat in these books, in the Quran Sharif also, and in the Bible, and there are other books also, which are mutashabihat, in which it's not very clear the verses. And there are other verses which are completely clear, muhkamat. You can understand it properly. So, example in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala mentions about Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole Quran is full up with that. Even in the Bible, if a person studies it today, the Bible is only full of Tawheed, or the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's only one verse in the whole Bible which refers to the Trinity. And there also there is doubt whether that verse actually comes in the Bible or it doesn't come in the Bible. Otherwise, the whole Bible also is only full of the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says here that the people, He is the one who has sent down the verses. Some of the verses are completely clear. Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. There are other few verses which they are mutashabihat, not so clear. The people who have got misguidance in their heart, they look for these verses which are not so clear. And they try to interpret them, and they try to explain their wrong beliefs using those verses of the Quran Sharif. But the people of Iman, they look at the muhkamat, general ayat of the Quran Sharif, and they understand this. And if a person has got misguidance, then the only way for him to come out of misguidance in his heart is to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِخْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَابُ. Oh Allah Ta'ala, do not misguide our hearts after you gave us hidayat, and keep us steadfast. Grant from your side mercy. Mercy means steadfastness on Islam, because you are the greatest giver of gifts. As Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi mentions that this is one of the prescriptions of leaving the world with Iman. We should recite this dua in abundance. Daily, at least one time we should read this dua. That Allah Ta'ala keep our hearts steadfast on Iman, and what you have given us, keep us steadfastness on this. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one of the main reasons why people are misguided is because of following their desires. Allah has created desires in a person, and a person has to learn to control his desires. One of the strongest desires which Allah has created is of women. So Allah mentioned it first, minan nisa, wal baneen. Allah has created the desire of children and the love of children, all the wealth, gold and silver, horses, in today's time, all kinds of vehicles which a person has got, and then his livestock, and all his businesses which a person has got, and the animals which a person has got. Allah says, ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. These are things of benefit for a short while in this worldly life. But what Allah Ta'ala has kept by him is far, far greater. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the only way a person will come out of his desires is to always keep in front of him akhirat, the life of the year after. A person who's got taqwa, he understands Allah has got jannat for him, and he will be living there forever and forever. The woman of this world are nothing compared to the woman of the year after. If a person will control his desires in this world for a short while, then all of these bounties Allah Ta'ala has kept for him. And who has Allah kept the bounties for? Those who are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who say, Rabbana innana amanna. Oh Allah, we have accepted, we have believed. Forgive us our sins and save us from the punishment of the fire. They are the ones who have got the quality of sabr. They control themselves. Their desires are there, but they control themselves. And they are truthful in their speech and their actions. They are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are spending their wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the time of Sari, they make istighfar. That is, these people are waking up for tahajjud namaz. They are performing long, long tahajjud namaz also. But at the end of the day, they say, oh Allah, we cannot fulfill your rights. So they make istighfar. Some of the elders in the tafsir kitab, it mentions, وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْإِسْحَارِ, that the pious people in the past used to make 70 times istighfar after reading tahajjud namaz. So after, if a person is reading tahajjud now in Ramadan, then to make amal on this action of the sahaba, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, read it 70 times. If a person can't read it 70 times, read it 7 times. Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah used to say that even if you make 3 times also, we'll also be included, inshallah, amongst those who are making istighfar at the time of Sari. So even 3 times, astaghfirullah, 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 intention of following this ayat of the Quran Sharif. Otherwise, if a person can come to 70, this is ideal. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the Christians and some of the evil qualities which they had within themselves. And one of the main things was because they did not want to lose their power. Hiraqal, he himself, he knew that Nabi alayhi salam was the true Nabi, and he was the leader of Rome, of the Christian people. But because of the wealth, and he said, my kingdom, what will happen to it? So he was frightened for that, to lose everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember, I am the king of kings. I give kingdom to a kingship to whomsoever I want to, and I remove kingship from whomsoever I want to. Allah is the one who gives izzat and Allah, honor, and Allah is the one who gives this grace. All goodness lies in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got power over everything. Allah Ta'ala is the one who enters the day and the night, and the night into the day. He brings the living out from the dead and the dead out from the living. So Allah Ta'ala changes conditions all of the time. So a person doesn't feel I've got power and I can, that is why I'm not prepared to accept the truth. Because Allah Ta'ala changes these conditions all the time. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, so we must be careful to not take the disbelievers as our friends, leaving aside the believers. Who should be our friend? People, they claim, many people claim that they love Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But the only way of loving Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is to follow Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now the Nabi of Allah has come, follow his lifestyle. Allah will love you and Allah will forgive your sins. And so the obedience of Allah and obedience of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, or the Rasul of that time, and now the time of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam has come, only then a person will be successful. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in great detail mentions three different incidents of to show the qudrat and the power of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and how the people of the Bani Israel, why they became misguided, the Christians, why they became misguided. Because they misunderstood the qudrat and the power of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala can create with means, Allah Ta'ala can create without means, and Allah Ta'ala can create against means. So these are examples which Allah Ta'ala has given here. When, for example, the wife of Imran said, he was an old person also, and she had a desire to have a child, and she made dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, if I have a child, I will give this child in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to be accepted. When she gave birth to Hazrat Maryam radiallahu anha, she was surprised it was a lady. But Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala made it such that she was used for the khidmat of the of Masjid Al-Aqsa. Uncle Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam, he took the responsibility for her. So here one of the signs of Allah's qudrat, that the old people, how they gave birth to a child against the normal means. And then Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam, he goes to Hazrat Maryam radiallahu anha, and he asked, where are you getting the fruit from? It is out of season. She said, the fruit comes from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah gives rozi, grants sustenance whomsoever he wants to, without any reckoning. So Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam thought, and he made dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, when Allah, you've got so much of power. Out of season you can give fruit. I am an out of season now. I'm a very old man. So give me also fruit. Give me also children. He made dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Zurriyatan tayyiba. Habli min ladunka zurriyatan tayyiba. Grant me from your side pure offspring. You should make this dua also. Habli min ladunka zurriyatan tayyiba. Innaka sami'u du'a. So anyhow, the angels came to him and said, Allah is giving you a son by the name of Yahya, and he will be helping the Nabi of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He'll be a very pure person. He'll be a good person. He was surprised. I'm an old man. How can this happen? Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said, I do whatever I want to. This is the qudrat and power of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala shows that even without means, Allah Ta'ala can create. So Allah Ta'ala, the message was sent to Hazrat Maryam radiallahu anha, that now Allah is going to choose you also, and from your stomach, from your womb, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will be born without the agency of a father. The Christians, because of this, they fell into doubt. And they said that if Isa alayhi salam was created without a father, so Allah Ta'ala definitely has to be his father. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gives the answer to that, that Isa, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created without a mother and without a father. So he has, to a greater extent, has to be the God, the son of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, or he himself has to be God. So yeah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala explains that it is completely incorrect. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was the servant of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, like how he came from a mother, he came from a human being. And his mother also was Maryam radiallahu anha. She was a very pious woman, a very great woman. But she wasn't the wife of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, na'udhu billah. She was just the mother of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah used his qudrat and power to create Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he will come down before Qiyamah. So much of explanation is given about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in the Quran Sharif, which wasn't given for any other Nabi of Allah. Only we find about Isa, and there's a whole surah Maryam, regarding Hazrat Maryam radiallahu anha, Mary, where Allah Ta'ala creates, also mentions about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And one of the reasons the ulama mention is because Isa alayhi salam will come down before Qiyamah. So all the signs of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam must be clear. People must be able to recognize him, and they must know exactly his birth and all of the details. Even for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so much of detail wasn't mentioned in the Quran Sharif, as he mentioned about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Anyhow, after mentioning all of this, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told the Christians who had come to him from Najran, that now let's have a mubahala, let's have a debate. And if I am on the truth, then Allah will destroy you people, you must curse yourself. And if I am on falsehood, I will curse myself, that I must be destroyed. So anyhow, these Christians heard this, they wanted to go for this debate. The others told them that don't ever do this, yeah, he looks like a true Nabi, but we are not prepared to accept him. So they were not prepared to accept him. This was a clear proof that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was on the right path. Then thereafter, Allah Ta'ala goes to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, somebody who the Muslims also agreed with, the Christians and the Jews also agreed with. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said, follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. It's not like the Abrahamic Accords which they have nowadays, that they say all the religions are correct. No. Islam is the correct religion. If they want to have an Abrahamic Accord, they must all see we will follow Islam. We will not leave, we leave the Jewish way out and we leave the Christian way out and we follow the way of Islam because this was the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Hanifa Muslima. He was obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he turned away from all kinds of shirk. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Ahl al-Kitab and why you people are disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the clear signs of Allah. You people know it also what's correct, but you are not prepared to accept it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some of the deception of the Ahl al-Kitab. Some of them said that in the morning you act like you have accepted Iman, and in the end of the day you become a kafir and a disbeliever. So then many Muslim people will get doubts now. This person was a believer in the morning, now he, in the evening he became a disbeliever. There must be something wrong with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they will get doubts regarding this. So Allah ta'ala exposes the deception of these people who want to turn people away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that not all of the Ahl al-Kitab, the people of the book are like this here. Some of them are very amanatdar, very trustworthy. You give them 1 cent or a small amount of money also, they will definitely give it back to you. So when it comes to worldly things, things of the akhirah, to a greater extent, they will have this quality of trustworthiness and they will accept the truth and they will accept what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions right till the end that the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's not possible for any human being who Allah has given him iman and Allah has given him nabuwat to tell people that you must become a worshipper of me. But walakin kunu, all Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came with this message, kunu rabbaniyin. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تُعَلِّمُونَ الْكِتَابُ وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ. Become رَبْ وَعَلَى. Become an Allah wa'ala, friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you are studying the kitab, teaching the kitab and studying the kitab. So a person who is studying a book of Allah, the Quran Sharif in today's time, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the objective of this year is not just to study the book, but to become رَبَّانِيِّن, to get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person is not becoming connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by studying the book, then he has lost the actual objective. The objective of all of this studying is to become an Allah wa'ala, a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a person who follows any other religion besides Islam, it will never be accepted from him. And the harm of kufr and disbelief is that if the person is prepared to give the whole world in gold and silver to save himself in the year after, it will never be accepted from that person. So now you've got the opportunity to accept Iman and Islam. And one of the great reasons why a person doesn't want to accept Islam is because of love of this wealth, a love of this world. And how will a person remove the love of this world? لَن تَنَارُ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. When a person will spend his wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person will attain piety. As a person spends, the love of the dunya comes out from a person's heart. And if a person keeps it, which Allah ta'ala mentions after a few verses, لَا تَأْكُلُ الرِّبَى. Do not consume interest. As we had mentioned the other day also, the interest and sadaqah are two opposing systems in the world. So the system of sadaqah and charity is when a person will give in the path of Allah, the love of this dunya will come out. Is in Kitab Mawqiyad, it's mentioned there, that person came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he said, I've got too much of love of this world. What must I do? The Nabi alayhi salam said, send your money to the year after. Wherever a person's money is, automatically a person's heart will be there. So when a person is spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the love of this world will come out from a person's heart and a person will get connected to the year after. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out to the believers. They don't ever follow the non-believers because they want to turn you away from Iman. So do not follow them. But fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the time of death. Hold firm unto the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran Sharif. And do not disunite. Unity will be based on the Quran Sharif. A person will hold firm unto the Quran Sharif. And in this way you should unite the ummah. And remember the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you were enemies of one another, O Ansar. But then because of the means of the Quran, Allah ta'ala united the hearts. And Allah made you by His ni'mat and bounties, brothers. You were on the pits of the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved you from there. So when Allah has given you these bounties, now you must be a benefit to mankind. You must go one jama'at, there must be a special jama'at and group amongst you people, all the time calling people towards goodness, commanding righteousness, and preventing from evil. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. These people are they are completely successful, who have got these qualities within themselves. This is one jama'at, one group, must be specifically made for this work, of all the time calling people towards Iman, right? Commanding righteousness and preventing from evil. Alhamdulillah, there are many jama'ats who are commanding to righteousness, but we get very few jama'ats preventing from evil. Some people say if you command righteousness, then you'll be saved, you are automatically preventing from evil. This is incorrect, because the Quran Sharif has mentioned both of them separately. Amr bil Ma'ruf is a separate thing and Nahiyan al-Munkar is a separate thing. So these are jama'at has to be also for Nahiyan al-Munkar, preventing people from evil, which is not an easy thing. Anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is the reason why you are the best of ummah, taken out for the benefit of man. Because you command righteousness, you prevent from evil, and you call people towards Allah, and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greatest form of Amr bil Ma'ruf is calling people towards Iman. That is why Allah ta'ala mentions, وَلَوْ آمَنَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ. After commanding righteousness and preventing from evil, the worst evil is shirk and disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, so thereafter Allah mentions, وَلَوْ آمَنَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ If the Ahlul Kitab have to ever accept Iman, it will be better for them. So it shows the greatest form of Amr bin Ma'ruf, calling people towards righteousness, is calling people towards Iman, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the Jews and how they were disgraced in this worldly life because of their disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, killing the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, and disbelief. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us that do not take these people, many places in these verses, Allah says, do not take the Christians and the Jews as your friends, because they will not leave any stone unturned to cause harm to you people. Enmity has emerged from their tongues. Whatever their hearts have got is far greater and worse than the certain of the Ahli Kitab. Allah says, you love these people. وَلَا يُحِبُّونَكُمْ They don't love you. Whereas you believe in the books, you believe in the Quran, you even believe in their book. We don't believe in the wrong things, but we believe in their book also. And these people have got hatred, especially the munafiqeen and the hypocrites amongst them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the battle of Badr and how Allah's help and assistance came to them when they turned away from the ways of the kuffar and disbelievers. They had taqwa in their life. Then Allah ta'ala's help and assistance came to the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah helped and assisted you. So continue having taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make shukr and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's help will come with the coming of the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped you people with 3,000 angels who had come. And if Allah wanted to, He could have sent 5,000 angels. There was one angel was sufficient, but to give strength to the believers. وَمَن نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ Help only comes from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we had mentioned, Allah mentions again about interest. Don't eat haram. The help of Allah will be taken away from you people. Bring taqwa in yourself. What is the quality of taqwa? Spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْقَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْرِ Having control over one's anger. This is, Allah ta'ala didn't say, وَالْعَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْرِ A person doesn't have anger. Anger is within every person. But a person has to learn to control his anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ Those people who forgive people, overlook whatever wrongs people have done to them. And then never mind forgiving and overlooking. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ After a person has done wrong to them, they make ihsan and they are kind to that person and they show favors to that person. And when they commit any gunas and sins, immediately they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nobody to forgive a person's sins besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need, we also got, every one of us has got gunas and sins in our life. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ Every human being is full of faults and weaknesses. But the best of those is the one who makes tawbah in great abundance. So if we want to become the best of people, to make abundance of tawbah and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, people who have got these qualities of taqwa, for them Allah has given them forgiveness, and Allah will give them jannah in the year after. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the battle of Uhud, which also the Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them victory in the beginning. But because they went against the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so they had to suffer a certain kind of loss. And there were many benefits, the Muslims, because they went through this loss. Some people had doubt that is Islam the true religion or not. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that there are many benefits why you people lost in this battle. And Allah ta'ala wanted to remove love of the dunya from you all. Allah wanted to separate between the hypocrites and the true believers. And expose, make it clear. And any love of this world which you had in your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to remove it. So in great detail Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that for a believer, even a loss is a success. Because the worst is what happens in a loss is you get martyrdom. And martyrdom is a very great gift in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, they don't think the people who are martyred, they have died, they have passed away. But they are alive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are getting rosy and sustenance. And they are extremely happy what Allah has given to them. So a believer for him is only success. If he lives also, he is success. If he passes away also, there is success for him. Defeat and the worst kind of loss for a person is kufr and shirk, not believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if a person has got iman, this person is completely successful. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the sahaba radiallahu anhum, that after going through the defeat, how they woke up on the next day, 70 of them were martyred, they were still wounded, but Nabi alayhi salam called them to come and fight again, and they all stood up and they were ready to go. Subhanallah, what iman they had. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded them because of this, and they managed to save off the enemies. The enemies didn't come. And Allah even gave them worldly bounties because of this. This was the result of their strong iman. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually, near towards the ending, mentions that we all have to eventually leave this world. And all our rewards, the actual rewards a person will get in the year after, a person who is saved from the fire of Jahannam and entered into Jannah, he is a successful person. And remember, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ This worldly life is nothing but a box of deception. Do not be deceived by this worldly life, the outward glitter and glamour. Remember, you all have to pass away. If a person has got death in front of him, he is an intelligent person. Intelligent person are those people who are seeing the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all conditions, qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubim, while standing, while sitting, on the sides, in every condition they are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when they see all the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say, Allah, ma khalaqta hadha batila, you have not created this in vain, Allah, you are completely pure, and Allah, we have to enter Jahannam, we are being complete destruction and loss, so Allah, forgive our sins, and let us pass away with the pious and the righteous people. This is a beautiful dua, and this last ruku of Surah Ali Imran, we should try to read it. A person who reads it every night, they are great virtues. He will get the reward of the whole night of ibadat. So at least once in the night, we should try to read this. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layl, the last ruku of Surah Ali Imran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let not the moving of the kuffar and disbelievers in the cities, running here, there, going for holidays, and all of the enjoyments that they have got, let it not deceive you. Mata'un qaleel, it's a little bit of benefit they are getting. The final result is Jahannam. What an evil place it is. So you have iman, you have sabr, you have taqwa within yourself, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you completely successful. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. You want success, have the quality of sabr. Sabr means patience in the times of difficulties. وَصَابِرُوا. And have more sabr and patience compared to the enemies also. Dominate them. That is in the quality of sabr. They'll also have some kind of sabr. You must have much more than that. وَرَابِطُوا. Protect the Islamic boundaries, the Islamic laws in a battlefield. Protect the boundaries. And have taqwa within yourselves. If you got these four qualities, Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, you will be completely successful. Allah make us amongst the successful people.